All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
That three-legged will move a lot more efficiently. I mean, we about to get out this bitch and home in a more respectable time.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah, it's not even, we usually get done with this at 1 a.m. It's just term midnight, right?
Yeah.
So, is it time change?
Yeah, no.
No, that's like next weekend or something.
I know it's coming.
So there's a lot of fucking fat got trimmed off the pot.
Some would say all fat. Some would say all fat trim.
Oh, man. Can we talk about the elephant in the room, what we learned?
You want to say that, or you want to go first?
I mean, because we probably won't get to nothing else if we talk.
I feel like niggas' tongues are longer than... we learned that niggas' tongues longer than normal under certain circumstances.
I feel like curiosity didn't kill the cat.
Nope.
It got the cat to suck a dick.
Hold
up, bro.
At least on the pathway.
People that are even listening to this don't even know. So why are you getting offended? This is a free what we learned.
No, that was on a free show.
Oh, it was. Huh? Yeah. Oh,
that's for the whole world to hear. I don't know that he was necessarily the cat sucked the dick, but he's on the path.
Not even on the path.
Not that he was taking with the path that you fucked girls on.
What do they call it when a cat licks? Oh, lapping. So lapping. A cat, he'll lap up some cum.
It was just tasting. It was like a wine taste. Doesn't mean you're alcoholic.
No. Wine taste, you spit it out.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. Sometimes you swallow it.
Yeah.
But what the problem here is that there was no reason to have to taste to come. It was a choice. And then it was not just a choice where, oh, I don't have to even go out of my way. There was a go out of your way choice.
Yeah.
Like you had to stretch. You had to attempt to do this. And then when you felt like, oh, it's not that bad. In fact, it's actually kind of pleasant. I'm not even going to spit this out. I'm just going to go ahead and swallow this.
Right.
Because now I want the whole experience. So when you're doing the whole experience, that's when it lends itself to.
But the weird part about it is, I know, because he admitted it. Does this make me, the fact that I don't like, that I don't dislike it.
Right. Does that make
me? What does that make me?
Am I gay?
That reminds me of like cream corn, right? Nobody likes cream corn.
Nobody
likes cream corn. Nobody. Cream corn is fucking the worst shit, right? Like, and especially the way black people make it, like where they just put sugar in it.
Ugh.
Right. Cream corn just is nasty by itself. Then you just try to make it sweet and
what
make it.
What is the cream?
I guess cream, right?
But what kind of cream?
Heavy.
Like what kind of cream though? Like cream cheese or like?
No, like heavy whipping cream or something.
Like whipped cream?
Like cream.
No,
like,
you know, it's yellow. It's yellow, right?
Well, yes, it is yellow.
So what the fuck cream is it? What cream is yellow?
Maybe that's from the corn.
Huh? What, they squash up corn?
Yeah. So the corn makes the cream?
It bleeds into it. Like it leaks.
Have you ever seen how corn is grown?
Yeah.
Where does the cream come from? Corn is dry as fuck.
But but you can mush it.
No. corn kernels turn into popcorn. Or
you dry them up and make cornmeal.
Yeah, like okay, yeah. So like at Popeyes, they soak the shit in some like butter and shit, yeah. Right? But it's still not creamy. Where the fuck does the cream come from?
So listen, so to keep my point going, no one likes cream corn.
Yeah,
I saw a recipe.
Yeah,
and it was for, I guess he called it cream corn. I wouldn't call it cream corn.
Right.
And basically, you take onions.
Yeah.
And bacon chopped up. You saute that together. Then you dump the corn in, heavy whipped cream, mozzarella, cheddar. Whip cream? Heavy cream, not whipped cream.
What kind of cream,
my nigga? It's called heavy cream, my nigga. That's just what it's called.
What is it made from?
Milk, I guess. I don't know.
Ugh.
It's just called heavy cream, my nigga.
Somebody told me milk is like cow pus. Go ahead.
It's not cow pus. It's fucking cow fucking tit pus. Milk. It's not pus, nigga. But you know that colostrum shit that comes out in the fucking, like the clog in the, like when a woman's breastfeeding, there is a level of that goop that comes out before you get to the good shit.
That's pus?
I don't know what it is. It's like a plug or something. I don't know. Like, yeah. So it's the colostrum, dude. You got to get past that to get to
I had a girl spray my mouth with titty milk when I was sleeping one time.
On purpose?
Yes. To fuck, because I always say it was nasty. It's like, you ain't gonna talk about my titty milk or whatever. So she sprayed it in my mouth, man. I was asleep. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. We can't go past that.
I'm sorry.
I can't just say that we move on.
No, really. I'm sorry, because there's too many things in my head that won't stop.
Okay.
Baby here or not?
Baby hair?
Baby here or not?
Yeah, baby was here.
Okay, I didn't know. You know, some niggas be having...
Mess with chicks and just got breast milk for
and,
years.
No, breast milk and the baby inside.
Like still pregnant?
Yeah.
Is breast milk don't start yet, does it?
Yeah, no, them titties start filling out while they're pregnant. Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I don't remember.
Yeah, they're full. They're full. That's why when they're pregnant, they're going, oh, your titties look bigger.
Well, no, the reason why I know it's probably baby here is because I was saying the shit was nasty when she was breastfeeding. Not okay. That breastfeeding is nasty, but just the breast milk. Like, I don't want none of that. There was something.
But you hadn't tasted it?
Some kind. No. You've tasted breast milk before?
Yes. How do you know it's nasty, my nigga?
I just felt like it would be nasty. This sounds like to me like something would be nasty.
Back to my cream corn. Cream corn is nasty. So then that's why I thought that, you know, I was like, okay, but the way that this recipe looks, it sounds savory, right?
Right.
You know, and then it's mozzarella cheddar, and then you kind of stir it up, and then you put more on and then put it in the salamander or, you know, or broiler or whatever the case is, and you kind of brown the top. That shit is fucking amazing, right? And I don't even want to call it cream corn anymore because cream corn has this negative connotation.
Do you feel like you needed the heavy cream?
Yeah, to kind of loosen it up. Otherwise, it would stay, you know, how cheese binds it and kind of when it's loose or warm.
If you took the heavy cream out, I probably would eat that, but I'm not eating that shit.
You wouldn't even know, right?
I don't even know what heavy
cream
is.
That's what I'm saying. You won't even know, bro.
Nope.
So what I feel like he needs to rebrand, like I rebranded that from cream corn. I think like Fritz Reggie needs to rebrand his cum tasting, like, because that's never going to be a seller.
So I was like, saying Bukkake, we're going the wrong direction.
Right. Like you can't just say I tasted cum and it was okay. That's never going to be a seller. Like, that's like cream corn.
I kissed the boy and I liked it.
You're going to have to rebrand that somehow to say that, hey, this is why it's okay and it was good.
What were the positives of this experience?
The positive of it?
Yeah. He didn't have to fucking use chapstick for a week.
I don't think there's a positive or a negative. I guess the only negative part was I had to really clean up.
No, what were the positives of actually taking? Because you made the choice. You're like, not too bad, and swallowed it.
Yeah, to now have the knowledge on what my cum tastes like.
But I'm saying, what were the positives?
No.
Not computing. I'm sorry. Not computing.
Well, why?
Because you said there wasn't. Not too bad. So you didn't really like it then?
Because I don't want to do it again?
You swallowed it.
So because of that, I have to not make it a thing. I have to do it. Every time I jack off, let me taste my nut.
I have to put in my diet plan now.
I didn't see.
There you go, getting upset. I didn't ask you all of that, and I didn't say all of that.
If your girl made you dinner and you didn't spit it out, she's probably gonna make it for you again.
Thank you.
Okay, this semantics.
So what I'm asking
that's
you,
that's not though, semantics. That's so, not what semantics means.
He wouldn't know that. But what I'm asking you is that. Again, you put all that extra beyond his details into it. I'm asking you simply, would you do it again? And you're so definitive, like, no. That's why I'm going, that doesn't compute. So if it happened for you to convulse and all the fucking weird shit that, you know, made the universe collide that had nut end up on your lip, happened again, all I'm asking you, would you lick it again?
Or would you wipe it off? You'd wipe it off this time?
Yeah.
Because
it was a curiosity thing. I tasted it and I don't know what it tastes like. I'm not curious. I don't need to taste it again.
This sounds like that thing Jay Smoove asked Jamie Mack when he first met him about, you know, how do you know you don't like dick if you never tried it?
Right.
All right, we're not going there.
Okay, we won't go there. Fine, but you know that all the listeners are like, yeah, that nigga take a dig. He'll try it once.
But you were a swallower. I do know that.
I do know. That's what. Yeah,
you have to. You're not a spitter outer.
Yeah, and I learned that Jimmy Mac most definitely has an issue.
What are you talking about?
You just can't get right.
I've been working on it.
You're not even trying, my nigga. I learned that there's something between him and a woman he doesn't know, and he can't get off of it. He, like, every time he tries, it gets worse and worse. We're back to this. He's insulted her at least twice tonight.
Oh, we're back to this.
You didn't know where we were?
No, I didn't even know. See, because all I know is that by the time we're done with this, it'll be my fault. It'll be my fault.
I said random things. You figured out a way to try to make them insulting and then really showed your true colors.
I never said anything insulting, did I?
You said that this young lady had two opportunities. She doubled down on the whole phase.
No, I just said she went to... Okay, am I wrong? When you get a master's, you go to college one time, right? To graduate, you get your BA, right?
He can't do it. See what I'm saying? He can't not be this.
Then do you have to go back again for another 4 years to get your master's?
Not necessarily.
Not 4 years.
Okay, but you do have to go back though, right?
He can't not do it.
All I'm saying is she went back is all I'm saying.
He can't not do it. He has to make it a thing. Like, I don't know what you have against this woman that you don't know, but
this is what I learned.
What you learned? Crazy.
Don King ain't got nothing on this nigga. This nigga can promote some shit and get some shit started. Like, if you need, like, he should work for UFC because I ain't no one following boxing no more. But he could get a fight built up. He's like fucking, what was that little dude on Grudge Match? Kevin Hart. This nigga's like Kevin Hart in Grudge Match.
I never saw that.
No. Yeah, even that was a movie.
What?
You said what?
That was a movie?
Yeah, with De Niro and fucking Sylvester Stallone.
And Kevin Hart was in it?
Yeah, he was the promoter's son. They fought back in the day when they were younger. Now they're old dudes, and he fucking promoted them to fight again, being old dudes.
Nah, didn't see it.
It was funny. It was a buddy cop type of... Not a buddy cop, but it was a buddy something. Like, because they were buddies. Movie. Yeah, buddy movie.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, so I learned that Giannis is a fucking instigator du jour. He's got skills. And the thing about it is, to be a real good instigator, you can't let people know what you're doing. Because then if they know they're being instigated, they go, oh, I'm not going to fucking fall for that shit. This is, you know, I'm being gaslit, right? Happened to me with fucking Breonna Taylor. But nope, not you. Rich Reggie Rich Reggie wants to fucking prosecute everybody. He wants all fucking ACAB, nigga. This
me
nigga,
and French Reggie were on the same side.
I know, of course you guys are all ACAB. You guys are both ACAB.
What's that, ACAB?
Yeah, all cops are bad.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because of Breonna Taylor, nigga. ACAB, nigga.
No, I'm talking about not the Breonna Taylor part. I'm talking about the girlfriend thing. Me and him are on the same side. You kept trying to invent something that I was doing, but all my shit was very vague, and it was, like you said, there left room for doubt. You were just going in. And I don't know what you have against this woman that you don't know.
You see what he's doing, though, right?
he agrees with me.
But you're ready, huh? You're ready to ride,
because you're ignoring the most important part.
And this is what you learned too, huh?
I've learned that weeks ago.
And what did you learn?
Gave me a review again.
What did you learn? I would like to know.
Regardless
this.
Of the situation or the topic, you find a way to bring back and go back to the picture. That's it.
Okay, so if I understand clearly what you're saying.
It's just a thing.
It's not the fact that we're bringing up your relationship that you want to hide from the show. But you want to keep separate from the show.
No, come on. He didn't say that. I said that.
I know. But you guys are on the same team. You guys are fucking riding in the same fucking unicycle.
We just both see it.
You guys are on the same unicycle.
We just both see the results.
Someone's on someone's lap.
I can afford two-seater.
So you think that somehow that I keep bringing up this picture, keep bringing it up because of... So,
no. See, there's no because.
He just
asked you to stop.
No.
There's no because.
So. Because.
Come on, man. We'll catch y'all next week. Come on, man. Let's go. You keep trying to.
No. Because you guys always keep fucking. I feel like Al Pacino and fucking Godfather 3.
What?
Yes. When that nigga,
you went back to the 70s, my nigga?
No, not the third one. Godfather 3.
Oh, the 80s.
The worst one. Right. When that nigga kept going, they keep pulling me back in. Like, you guys keep doing this. You keep pulling me back in.
You're there.
No.
We're not pulling you. Come on, man. Come on. Don't do it to yourself, man. Don't do it to yourself. I'm going to save you from yourself, man. We'll catch y'all next week.